Good day. I would express to all of you this day that I shall open the forum up to all of you and allow you to present your questions, as we have not been engaging for time framework. Therefore, I will allow you to direct the conversation and you can express what your concerns are or what your interests are, and I will address to your questions. You all have the floor.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hello. How you doing, Elias? My name is Greg.
Welcome.
Welcome. So I just have two quick questions. The first question is, what is my essence name?
One moment. Essence name, Kaffi. K-A-F-F-E. Let me explain to you. This is actually, in your physical reality, a name that incorporates an Irish origin.
Kaffi.
Yes.
Okay, my last name is Kaufman. Interesting. The other question is I have a question regarding the path that I created and the purpose. So there was a child born to a woman that I was involved with that I really had this heart-centered connection with, and I thought that we were going to get married. So the DNA test said that the child was not mine, but I find it weird and kind of interesting because he has features like me, like he has a gap between his teeth. And every psychic that I had went to beforehand said that he was my son. And I just get this feeling that there's something weird about this child in this situation. And there's like a lot of confusion around him. And, you know, I'm just wondering, like, what was the purpose of all this? I mean, is he really not my son, or is something going on? What's going on with this?
I would express that this is another example of the impossible being possible, and also no absolutes. And I have expressed for many years now with individuals that your DNA and your genetic coding, so to speak, is not as absolute as you think it is. And it doesn't necessarily identify all of your heritage. But that being expressed and set aside, so to speak, what I would say to you is that there is definitely a connection with you and this child, and that this child has definitely generated a choice of creating its own heritage, let us say, in relation to what it aligns with, what he aligns with in relation to the connection between the two of you, which has been expressed in many, many, many other focuses and is being expressed in somewhat of an unusual manner in this focus. It doesn't matter that the testing results are expressing that you have different genetic coding. That doesn't matter. What is significant and what is important is the energetic connection and the connection that you might term it to be a soul connection. That is one terminology. It is an essence connection. It is an energetic connection that you have with another individual that is expressed in many, many, many other experiences. In this, what I would say to you is you have been offered a choice. You can choose to be connecting with this individual in this particular focus, and you can choose to be a part of each other's lives in this focus, or you can choose not to be, but it is definitely your choice. I would say that it would be a matter of acknowledging that connection in relation to your energies together. And I would say that this is an example of an individual expressing somewhat of a physical copy as a compliment. And as a display of that connection. Therefore, I would also express to you once again, it is your choice whether you honor that or not.
Thank you.
And it isn't, and let me also express to you, it isn't dependent upon his mother. It is your choice.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Therefore, regardless of whether you engage a relationship with his mother or not, that doesn't necessarily determine whether you incorporate a relationship with this child or not.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that makes a lot of sense because, it seems like when I think of the child, I haven't seen him in some time, but when I think of him being there, I do feel that same heart-centeredness that was with his mother, but with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say to you, my friend, that this also isn't unusual, that likely what you expressed in feeling for his mother was likely more for him. You simply didn't objectively know that at the time.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
All right.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Hi, Elias. This is Florencia. It's really nice to be with you.
And you also.
Thank you. Well, I created a whole bunch of magic in a little short period of time, and nice that you mentioned the impossible being possible, or the perceived impossible being possible. Because I created a restaurant and ended one in a very short period of time, but I had great fun with it, albeit I wore myself to a frazzle. And it's very interesting that this is the beginning of the science wave, because I'm noticing, especially after hearing what was dubbed the fake session from Togi yesterday, about the teleportation thing, it really helped me notice immediately the connection to this wave, in terms of what I'm presenting myself in imagery and have been for some time, because I have made that connection to my long, long held beliefs and associations and triggers. And it's kind of like they've all culminated in like a series of events that is not only magical, but very, very like, long awaited, if you will. I've been very, excited about it, but I also have felt very disempowered by having it all come into my face at one time. I made myself create an illness back in November, and it kind of has really taken the wind out of my sails. I think I felt better. I thought I felt better. And then I did this whole restaurant thing, which drained me something fierce, but it also made me feel triumphant that I created it, because I didn't think I could. And in doing that, I gave myself a lot of acknowledgement and appreciation for having accomplished what I chose to do. But what really baffles me is my physical condition, because I have not been able to find the source of, and I know it's my beliefs and that I've created this, but I've created like a tremendous weight loss, like a rash that keeps coming back, and like being really hungry, but not being able to eat. And I'm trying to figure it out and based on my beliefs and stuff, but I also believe that there are physical, biological factors involved that have generated a physical problem that I perceive as a problem that makes me weak, makes me just, all my systems in my body seem to be like trying to shut down. And they did so back in November and December. And I came out of that with nutrition, and I'm doing the same thing now, eating the nutrients and stuff, because I believe they will help, and I believe they did help at that time. And I'm just wondering if you could shed some light on what I'm generating in this action of this illness, because it's so debilitating that I don't have the strength to do all the things I need to do, like get wood in and, you know, work in my garden. I'm doing that just by forcing myself, sheer determination. But I feel like I'm overwhelmed, and there's a lot that I need to understand so that I can move forward in a more grounded manner. And I am trying to ground as often as possible, because I have a lot of really frenetic energies around me that I'm generating to get my own attention. And boy, am I sitting up on the edge of my seat with all of this attention I'm giving to it all. But I'm trying not to perpetuate it all. And I just really need a boost to help me understand what I'm creating and how I can balance it out so that I feel strong again and feel able to do what I know I need to do.
And have you engaged a physician?
Yes, I have. And there was one weird thing that they never came up with an answer about, and they had said that my platelets in my blood had elongated, and but they didn't give any reason or anything else. And they put me on medicines for pain and different things. And I use them with hesitance, but they do help. And they're just like running me through this mill of tests and dragging it out to milk the insurance company, I'm pretty sure. But maybe I don't want the answer, and that's what I'm making them drag their feet because of. But I do want the answer, and I genuinely want to feel better. And I know that just if I have enough information to work with, I'll know what to do. I think that it either could be like my water is contaminated, or that I'm getting carbon monoxide poisoning, or something about mold. It's one of those three, or all the above, that are contributing to this, because I feel lightheaded all the time and my blood pressure is really low, which is the opposite of how it used to be. When I dropped all the weight, my blood pressure plummeted and has stayed very, very low.
First of all, I would say that what you are generating is, in some capacities, presently somewhat common. Not the actual imagery, not the actual symptoms themselves, but that many, many, many people throughout your world presently are creating physical manifestations in manners that are perplexing, that are challenging physicians, that are challenging to yourselves, but in a capacity in which one of the commonalities is precisely what you described, in that it is affecting of your ability to function, and that it is creating an effect of being somewhat debilitating, and that is concerning to, I would say, all of the individuals that are moving in this direction, and it is somewhat of a common theme presently. Now, firstly, I will express that, yes, it is also connected to this present wave, and that is part of the reason that all of these different manifestations that people are creating are so perplexing and paradoxical, in a manner of speaking, and that the physicians are incorporating a significantly difficult expression in isolating what is being created. But that they are attempting to. What I would say to you, first of all, is that no, they aren't, in your terminology, running you around or attempting to milk your insurance companies. That isn't that isn't the difficulty. The difficulty is they are moving in unknown directions. They don't know what to look for. They are looking at many different symptoms, and they are incorporating difficulty in connecting these symptoms together in directions that are familiar to them.
Right.
Now, what I would say to you is that you were partially beginning to move in somewhat of the correct direction in identifying different expressions in your environment. But what I would say is, although that was partially moving in a correct direction, the correct direction was somewhat associated with environment, and that is a commonality with all of the people that are creating these anomalies, let us say. That part of it, not all of it, but part of it is associated with your environment, but not any specific expression such as water or mold. It isn't that specific. It is more in relation to your air. That it is
different. Is there less oxygen?
No, it isn't necessarily that there is less oxygen, but there are more gases.
Ah.
Therefore, partially it is connected with this climate change situation. And many, many, many individuals, many people throughout your world, it isn't in one country, it isn't in one area, it is everywhere. It is throughout your entire world. And it doesn't matter if the people are in a physical location that incorporates significant polluted air already, or whether they live in a location in which the air is perceived to be relatively clean. It doesn't matter because the chemical makeup of the air is changing. And in that, with all of the compounds and gases that have been emitted in relation to your air throughout your atmosphere in relation to the entirety of your world, it has created changes in your atmosphere. It has created changes in the actual air that you breathe. Now, I express that as partially a contributant. It isn't the entire situation. Each one of you is presenting some aspect of physical manifestations in relation to your individual movement, your individual awareness, let us say, and what you are presenting to yourselves individually and what challenges you are presenting to yourselves. And this also is very much connected with this present wave in relation to no absolutes, in relation to breaking the rules, in relation to the impossible. Now, I have expressed that in association with this present wave, what is different about this wave is not only is it giving you tools, which the other waves did not, but this wave also is moving in a direction from the onset of being encouraging and presenting magic. And magic is making the impossible possible.
And I see that every single day.
And creating what you don't expect and surprise. Now, the manifestations themselves are what you don't expect and are confusing because they aren't following the rules that your physicians are accustomed to, and they aren't following the rules of what creates dysfunctions with the body consciousness. They look to difficulty breathing, they examine your lungs, your blood, your heart. And if those aren't the cause of difficulty breathing, then they become confused and are not quite certain what to look for. I would say that also in relation to discomfort and pain, this also is connected with the changes in the chemistry of the air. It not only is creating alterations and individuals are incorporating reactions to that, but I would say that difficulty in incorporating or engaging with your air is also creating difficulty with blood cells, which also can create discomfort and even pain. But that is, as I expressed, only part of the situation. Another significant part is very individual. It is each one of you creating symptoms that are directly associated with whatever associations or issues you are addressing to. And in that, most of them have to do with perception, and most of them have to do with differences. And the difficulty in the expression of acceptance and tolerance and reconciliation with that. Now, do not misunderstand. These physical manifestations are actually physical. Do not misunderstand and generate the idea that you are addressing to concepts or expressions or situations, and therefore the physical manifestation isn't actually entirely real. Oh, it is very real. You are creating actual physical manifestations that are mirroring these challenges. And the stronger the challenges are, the stronger the mirroring of the physical manifestations are. But they aren't what you are accustomed to. Therefore, what I will say to you, first of all, it isn't cancer.
I didn't think so.
I mean that literally. I am expressing that not as comforting in relation to what a fear might be. I'm not expressing it in that capacity. I am expressing literally most of the individuals that are creating these physical symptoms are not creating typical diseases. Almost none of you are creating diseases and dysfunctions that are common, such as cancer or blood diseases or heart disease or lung disease. You aren't creating those. Therefore, I can encourage you in that capacity that you aren't creating typical diseases, but you are creating physical manifestations. You are creating physical dis-ease, but not common expressions of them, and not always what has already been classified. Some individuals are including some physical dietary aspects that are somewhat exacerbating the situation with the physical symptoms. Therefore, even if you are consuming in what you think of as a healthy capacity, remember everything is involved with your air. Plants, animals, it doesn't matter. Water, everything. Everything has a relationship to your air. And therefore, even if you are expressing, consuming in a healthy capacity, that doesn't necessarily ensure that it will be successful in altering the physical symptoms. Because you are presenting to yourselves in relation to this wave. This wave is the science wave. What is the science wave about? Absolutes, mathematics, predictability, rules, and what you are addressing to with this wave is everything in the opposite of all of that. Breaking the rules. Perception being the driving force of your reality. Not absolutes. Not being consistently predictable. That you are moving in directions that you dictate, you design, you direct. It isn't that the universe directs you, it is that you direct it. And in that, you direct all of your reality. This wave can be tremendously empowering because it is all about how you direct. And how powerful your perception is. Therefore, what I would also express to you is that it is important that you are aware of what your associations are and what you are paying attention to in relation to any and all of your symptoms. That is tremendously important. I am aware that it is very automatic to pay attention to symptoms that you are uncomfortable with. But pay attention to how much importance you give to the discomfort and how much attention you are giving to dysfunction.
Hard not to pay attention to it when it's in your body and in your face.
I'm not expressing to you to not pay attention to it. I am expressing not to be so black and white. It isn't a matter of ignoring. It isn't a matter of being dismissive, but also being aware of what you are paying attention to and how you are paying attention to it and how you are creating a concentration.
Mm-hmm.
And what you are relying on to fix it.
When you don't know what to rely on, it's hard to...
But what you automatically turn to. What you automatically express your trust in.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm not expressing is wrong, But what I am expressing is it is important that you pay attention to that and you evaluate that, how much of your power you are giving to something else, to some outside source. Even diet. Because in that, you give the power to the food source rather than yourself, and how you are incorporating that in relation to your body consciousness, that it is your choice, not the food's choice.
Yeah, and that thing you said about the air made me think about noticing the foods that I can buy that are like even really supposedly good organic foods decompose a lot faster than they used to, even under proper refrigeration and the best of conditions.
Yes.
They're not lasting as long as they used to.
Yes, you are correct. And that also is associated with the air quality. Now, what I would say to you is what is also significantly important in relation to this, not to go in the direction of doom and gloom, but to remember what I have been expressing to you from the onset. What is important is that you move with the planet and with these changes rather than against them, rather than opposing them, to move with them. Let me express to you, much of what you are experiencing is very similar, not the same, but similar to allergies. And what are allergies? Your body's reaction in opposition to something in your environment. Something that you are ingesting, something that you are consuming, something that you are in physical proximity with, something that you are breathing. And in that, not to be moving in opposition to it. Let me express to you, hypothetically, and almost metaphorically, you are in a position presently in which you are somewhat becoming new type of amphibian. Amphibians do not. Amphibians breathe air, but they also can adapt in a very similar manner to a fish. They can breathe water also, where they breathe the air in the water. In this, you aren't creating that type of an extreme, but you are changing because everything around you is changing. Therefore, it is a matter of allowing yourself to change with it. The changes in the air are not lethal. They won't kill you, but it does require adjustment and adapting. And
so I'm not trying to disengage.
No.
Good.
And okay. I would express that most of the people that are engaging in these dysfunctions and these diseases are questioning themselves in a similar capacity and wondering, if that is what they are attempting to do, if they are considering disengaging. I would say to most of you, no, that isn't what you are doing. You are simply incorporating difficulty in adjusting in relation to the changes all around you. They are significant. They are definite. Some of them are dramatic. And some of them are invisible, such as the air. And in that, what I would say to you is, I would not discount your physicians. They also are addressing to this science wave in that their sciences are not necessarily serving them in the manner that they are accustomed to, and they are presenting to themselves significant challenges. Something new. Therefore, in that, I would also say to those of you that are engaging with physicians, to not be in opposition to them either. And to recognize that you are all presenting changes to yourselves and you are all in this together. And that is the point. That is the point of becoming more self-aware, that you recognize that you are interconnected and that you are moving all together and helping each other in these changes. You are not alone. You are not isolated. And that you are helping each other with these changes. And the more you acknowledge all of that, the better.
Awesome.
The more you move in the direction of doom and gloom, the more you are opposing yourselves and not allowing yourselves to move with the change. The change is occurring whether you choose to move with it or not. Therefore, you choose to be in opposition of yourself and create much more difficulty for yourself, or move in less difficulty and create more ease. And in this, I wouldn't say that what many of you are creating in physical manifestations at this present point is that you are in opposition. No, you are in confusion. You aren't necessarily automatically opposing. You are confused and you are attempting to decipher what the equation is. It isn't even a matter of attempting to find the solution or the answer yet. It is, you don't even know what the equation is at this point, and you are attempting to decipher what that is at this point. It isn't that you are necessarily expressing or moving in any oppositional expressions yet, which is the reason that I am expressing in the manner that I am to you in encouragement to not move in that direction, whether it be with whatever you are doing on a daily basis, or whether it be with your physicians or with other individuals. even individuals that may be expressing to you in concern and wanting to be helpful and expressing in manners that may be different from what is important to you, and therefore automatically perceiving that in somewhat of an oppositional capacity or being dismissive. These are all factors that it doesn't mean that you have to be black and white. It doesn't mean that you have to accept the expressions of other individuals or their perception in the capacity that you respond to that as you should do what they are telling you or that they are suggesting. No, but that you aren't dismissive of them or judgmental of them either. That you can recognize those differences in perception and that you can at the very least acknowledge them, even if you can't quite accept them yet. But at the very least acknowledge that you recognize the validity of the differences in perceptions. You don't have to agree with them, but it is exceptionally important now that you are actually enacting all of the information that you have.
And just allowing those differences, even though they may be counter to what you perceive as important or valid or, well.
Correct. Precisely. Valid. You don't have to agree. You don't have to agree. And you don't have to implement other suggestions. But that you don't oppose them and you don't dismiss them. That you recognize their validity, their realness, and that in that you acknowledge that. You acknowledge yourself and you acknowledge those differences because I will express to you, you are presenting differences to yourselves, all of you are. In every direction, including your air. It is inescapable. But the encouragement is that you have the tools, you have the awareness, you have the knowledge and the information to address to that.
And to move with it instead of fighting it and, you know, falling to the wayside because of discounting it or not wanting to participate and sequestering yourself from participation because you have to participate in one way or another.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you very much, Elias. I really appreciate the information. It's so amazing that the science wave.
You are very well.
This is pretty powerful. Thank you.
This is the moderator. Just a quick time check. We've got a good 40 minutes or so left. So continue.
Hi, Elias.
In terms of the air, would that be methane from the ice? Some of the problem, or not the change in the air would be methane that's coming from the ice caps?
Partially, not entirely. That is only one factor. I would say to you that it isn't a matter of attempting to isolate one particular factor because there are many factors.
I understand.
But but I would express to you a confirmation and a validation that yes, that is one of the factors. Yes.
And you're saying that interacting with all these different aspects of the air is going to change the way that we function? Like,
it isn't necessarily changing the manner in which you function. It is merely adjusting, such as many individuals are incorporating challenges adjusting to breathing.
Yeah.
Because you are breathing in a different mixture.
Yeah.
Of gases and oxygen that you aren't accustomed to. And although you have been gradually incorporating changes and differences in the mixture of gases to this point, what I would say to you is I have been expressing to you that the situation is changing quickly. It is changing fast. And yes. In that, there are some significantly dramatic changes that are occurring in a very fast capacity. Therefore, in very short periods of time, there can be some significant changes, and it isn't only with water.
Well, living in California, my awareness has grown a lot about the air after the recent fires, and also of the fact that we're part of an organism and we're all interacting on really basic levels, like the air. It's a give and take process.
Yes.
And I don't know. I mean, I feel like that has something to do with how to deal with it. I mean, is that like our bodies are becoming more aware of how interconnected we are and how we interact? And okay.
Yes, okay. Most definitely. Yes.
Okay. Another thing I want to say.
You are correct. That is a significant part of it because you are all so very accustomed to perceiving yourselves as very individual, as individual units, as separate, and you aren't.
Well, I had a health challenge 2 years ago that I've talked about here, and it had a medical diagnosis, but mine wasn't kind of, I had a stroke, but it wasn't quite your usual kind of stroke. It was kind of a mild one, but it really altered my understanding of reality, I suppose you would say. I slowed way down, and I noticed how interconnected I was because I really needed help, and I noticed how much of a cooperative thing it was to exist and is. And I've had a lot of struggle with trying to keep going and sort of maintain my quote unquote independence because I need to support myself. but I feel like some of these physical symptoms we're having serve to make us kind of slow down and smell the coffee or smell the air or whatever, kind of really feel what we're doing and feel what's going on. I mean, it's when I walk down the street sometimes, I just feel like the whole atmosphere, the ambiance, you know, of the world. And I can't figure out how I can make that help me, but I do feel like it's part of the point.
It definitely is. And I would say to you that It also perhaps begins with thinking somewhat differently, which will help you to perhaps in some capacities alter your perception ultimately. And when I express thinking differently, I have generated a statement in this conversation that the air that you are breathing is different, and that many individuals are being affected by that. Now, let me also express to you that I also stated that you are all accustomed to seeing yourselves, perceiving yourselves as separate, as individual units, as not actually genuinely interconnected. Now, what is affecting in such tremendous capacity globally presently is the air. But even in that, your thinking is that you breathe in the air. You don't look at that action as being interconnected with everyone else, but it is, because you don't simply breathe in air. You also breathe out air that everyone else is breathing in. And the air that they are breathing out, you are breathing in. It is all connected. It is all affecting. You aren't alone. You aren't separate. And in that, perhaps you can begin thinking about yourselves as not being separate, as all being connected by that air that you breathe that sustains you.
We need to, in our perceptions and in our thinking, in order to sort of steer our ship in the right direction, we need to stay on a sort of a positive or beneficial course and believe that where we're going is a good place to go to. I mean, our journey is good. But I'm having trouble with that. I'm trying to keep it positive, and I don't lie to myself, and I do think the world is a glorious place, with what we're going through. I mean, the shift is not like paradise, but it's a good thing. And, you know, it's a matter of navigating and keeping a balance and a positive outlook. And do you have any advice for that?
I have used the metaphor of you all incorporating your own ships and steering your own ship, your own boat, and being the captain of your own boat. What I would say to you, my friends, is you are all steering those boats on vast and wondrous oceans. And that isn't bad. Those oceans are beautiful and amazing and wondrous and life-giving. And in that, they are tremendous avenues of exploration, and they hold tremendous wonders, and all of that is at your fingertips. That is your reality. It isn't doom and gloom. Even with all of the changes that are occurring in your reality in relation to climate change, it isn't doom and gloom. It is change. It is different.
Okay.
But you are exceptionally adaptable creatures.
So you know, here I am in California and the state was on fire and I'm in an urban area and I'm thinking, well, we have to cooperate more with the forest and we have to manage this better. Like, but it feels far away. I mean,
how do you manage it better and how do you cooperate with the forests? What are you doing in California that isn't cooperating with the forests, that isn't managing?
Building in places we shouldn't build?
Precisely, yes. Yes.
And how interconnected I felt when I smelled people's homes and businesses burning down.
Precisely. But
we should pay more attention to where we do build. Maybe we should not allow so many people. But,
and perhaps stop building on top of what you have already burned. Stop building on top of what you have already flooded. Stop building on top of what you have already slid into mud. And perhaps in that, learn from what you are creating and what you are presenting to yourselves, rather than continuing to repeat the same actions and expecting different outcomes.
I felt like maybe, well, still, you know, everybody's all still going on the same direction. I mean, I felt like maybe I should move, that would be a wise thing to do. But then there's this part of me that's like, no, stay here and deal with it.
I would say that, first of all, that would be a matter of individual preference, that some individuals may choose to move and to not participate, and that may be their contribution.
I've never felt this way before, like I move.
But I would also say that then it is a matter of individual preferences and choices, and that there are other individuals, such as yourself, which I acknowledge to you, that genuinely love the place that you live. I genuinely acknowledge to you that I am aware that you genuinely love the place that you live. You appreciate it tremendously. It is important to you. And in that, I would also acknowledge that for an individual such as yourself, moving could be or could feel as if you are being pushed out.
Yeah.
And I would say that is not empowering. And that doesn't mean that you at this point in your life have to return to being an activist. But what I would say to you is that it is significant that you are projecting an energy of that appreciation of the land and the area that you live in. And in that, perhaps occasionally speaking up in strategic capacities that you don't agree with repeating the same actions that created unfortunate and unpleasant results. And in that, perhaps a new direction is warranted, and that maintaining what is now is enough.
Yeah.
And promoting the idea and the expression of enough rather than encouraging and reinforcing the perception of loss and not enough.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes loss gives way
to better things,
to what is enough. And endings always create new beginnings.
Uh-huh.
I would say that if you look at nature and natural fires, what do natural fires do in forests? What they do is they create a type of culling. And they create disintegrating what is excess, and therefore ending what isn't necessary to make way for new beginnings in new growth. And in that, it may be very helpful and instrumental for people such as yourself in places such as you reside to remind the people that profess to be so connected with nature to perhaps listen to nature itself and attempt to emulate that.
Thank you.
You are exceptionally welcome, my friend.
May I ask one more question?
Yes.
Which is, Michael, are the physical symptoms Michael is having a factor of the same thing that you've been describing?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
You are well.
Yeah, she had some tests and they said she was fine, so that's...
Hi, Elias.
Welcome.
I just wanted to ask a quick question, and I wanted to share some of my experiences, and I just wanted you to talk about that real quick, or give your two cents. But is my essence family Gramada with the alignment Samari, orientation soft, and focus political?
Correct.
Okay, good. Anyway, the experiences that I wanted to share with you is lately I've been working with being more present every day. It's actually a little easier for me to do it when I'm at work, but I'm trying to incorporate more time to doing that when I'm at home. And one of the things I'm noticing is that there's actually always choices that you have whenever you're like you're trying to get taken out of the present. And usually it's easy for me to not react to that emotion, understand where it's coming from, and then choose the choice that I want in order to, you know, kind of like progress, so to speak, or flow with the river. And then sometimes I notice, like today, there can be a whole new thing because you're always going to get angry. I know that, or express some outward emotion. So that comes too. But then when that happens for the first time, the second time it happens, it's actually easier to go ahead and make that second choice. And another thing I'm starting to notice too is that the small desires that I have, or I'll speak for everybody kind of, that we all have in life, like I'm noticing for me is that I draw these situations and circumstances to me that they just pop up. And now that I'm becoming more present, I'm like, oh shit, I created that. But then for lately, I haven't been choosing to act, like, you know, take action on it. But I know I created it. So it's kind of cool just being even more aware of that stuff. And it's almost at the point where I'm thinking like, oh man, this is too easy. But it's like, it keeps opening up and opening up. But, I guess that's almost all of what I wanted to say. I wanted to say a couple of other things too, is that me and my fiance call these changes that we're going through like mindset switches. I guess you call them, opening up of neurological pathways. Like yesterday, one started opening up on my left side of my brain. I guess I'm getting more used to staying in the present a little more. And another thing I'm noticing too, or I think it's true, I'm pretty sure it is that everything you say in these sessions to people, they don't necessarily apply to all of us. Like, it doesn't, like, you could say something to somebody else, but to me, it can actually, that might not apply to me, you know, unless it has to do with, I guess, absolute truths, which I still need to look into a little more. But I guess I'd like you to speak about or expound upon, being present more and actually locking that in, so to speak, and just flowing with it more. Cause life's a little more fun when I do that and I'm aware of it.
I very much agree, and I would express congratulations, my friend. You are accomplishing quite well, and I would acknowledge that you are flowing also. I would say that the mundane small expressions in your everyday life are what are very important, because they comprise the bulk of your experiences, and that if you are allowing yourself to flow with those everyday activities, you will be much happier and it will be easier. And what does that mean, to flow with your everyday life? Every day in your life, not everything proceeds according to what you expect. There will always be in every day something that will happen in your life that you don't necessarily expect, or that is moving in a direction that catches your attention that you don't necessarily like, or that confuses you, or that someone expresses in a manner that seems angry or obnoxious and you aren't doing anything, and you are,
I agree with that,
perceiving that you are provoking that. But these are all fluctuations and presentments that move in your sphere of reality, and they are all opportunities for you to be intentionally choosing rather than reacting. And in intentionally choosing, that allows you to flow. What do you want to feel? What do you want to do? What do you want to express? Who do you want to be? That is allowing yourself to flow rather than reacting to whatever you present to yourself, because ultimately anything that occurs in your reality in the day, you present it. You are creating all of your reality, which means you are either placing yourself in the path of something else, or you are placing something else in your path that is your creation and is your opportunity to be intentional with, to actually intentionally choose. And in that, even if you aren't presenting anything too dramatic in your path, I would say that it is important for you to remember that you also choose what you feel. You choose what you pay attention to. You choose what you feel. And you choose whether you react or whether you engage and intentionally choose. All of these expressions are your choice. And in that, not simplifying to the point that it discounts challenges that you may have because you might not understand what you are creating in any particular time framework, but simply reminding yourself that moving in your natural flow is allowing yourself to intentionally choose, and that you actually, in your simple terminology, get to choose what you feel and what you do. That is your right. That is your innate expression. Therefore, give it to yourself.
Cool. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Yeah.
Hi, Elias. It's Bridget. How are you?
As always, and yourself?
Ah, as always. Confused. No. I'm good. A quick question about the science wave. Can you expand a little bit about starting with the equation versus starting with the solution?
Now, first of all, understand it doesn't matter which direction you begin with. You don't have to begin with the equation. You can begin with the answer or the solution and then move in the direction of evaluating what the equation is. But if that is what you are looking at, what is significant is that you are including all the pieces, all the components, that you look at everything you are doing at a particular time framework, what your associations are, what are you presenting to yourself, what is occurring around you, and then evaluating how do all of these pieces fit together, because they are creating an equation. Therefore, look at what you might already see as the answer, and then create that evaluation of all those other components to evaluate how do they all come together, how do they all move in conjunction with each other, and that creates the equation.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. Now that can be somewhat more tricky or challenging when you don't know what the equation is and you also don't know what the answer is.
True.
When you don't know what the answer is, that doesn't mean you don't have the components for the equation. In this, it is the same process. It is a matter of looking at all of those factors, your environment, what you are doing, what is influencing you, what is happening around you, and in that, putting all those pieces together and then developing the equation. And from that, then you can eventually generate the solution.
Okay.
Now, in that also, as I have expressed previously, in relation to this wave, you can also include that factor of rules. Not necessarily rules being broken, although that might be a component in the equation, but it may not be. It may be rules being in place and how they are contributing to a particular situation and what you are doing. You may be following rules. You may be adhering to them in place, and that may be part of your equation in a particular time framework in a particular direction.
And if the situation is not pleasing, once you figure out what the equation is, then you can figure out what the solution is and maybe change the rules, change your own rules, or change, do something to remove yourself from that. Or
yes, yes, you can.
Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome.
So are we making some new rules, Elias?
I would say that in some capacities, yes. In some capacities, you are generating new or different associations with existing rules. And in some capacities, you are somewhat invalidating some rules. And in other capacities, you are recognizing some rules that are in place that you agree with and that you want to maintain.
And we could also be like creating an environment in which there are far fewer rules, but maybe some that work for more of us in an interconnected manner.
That is a possibility also. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you very, very much.
You are very welcome.
Elias, this is Veronica. I'd like to ask you a question. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. In discussing changes in body consciousness or problems in our physicality, would faulty memory be considered in this category, or would that be a result of a belief that as we age, we become forgetful?
It could be either. There can be several reasons in relation to what you think of as faulty memory. It can be in relation to beliefs about age. It can be in relation to beliefs or expressions about dis-ease and dysfunction, such as Alzheimer's or dementia. It can be attention and being scattered and not directing your attention. It can be associated with directing your attention in a manner of speaking, too many directions at one time, and therefore confusing yourselves. It can also be other expressions. It can be a defense. It can be that an individual expresses difficulty in memory and therefore other individuals don't expect as much from them. Therefore, it can be many different expressions. There are many different reasons that individuals can affect their expression of memory. But yes, aging is definitely a significant expression that is one that many, many, many individuals hold.
Mm-hmm. All right. I was curious. I didn't know whether it was caused by the atmosphere. The belief in aging is a strong component in this behavior also.
It can be, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't for everyone, but it definitely can be.
Mm-hmm. And I visited the urogynecologist the other day, and it was suggested, because I have a problem with incontinence, that perhaps a procedure called the sling might be beneficial. But I'm thinking, if I was able to release the symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis, I have the ability to also correct this dysfunction. And especially...
Let me interject one point in this.
Yes.
Because what you are about to express is very common. That individuals generate an affectingness in one direction, and then they expect that they would have the ability to generate that in every direction, which is actually correct. You do have that ability, but that doesn't necessarily mean you give yourself permission to enact that ability. What I would say to you is, for you,
yes,
the manifestation of incontinence is annoying, but it isn't tremendously limiting. It isn't tremendously affecting how you function. It is irritating and you don't like it, but the arthritis was debilitating.
Yes.
That was creating significant discomfort, pain, and it was creating significant reduction of your ability to function. And that creates a much stronger motivation to alter that manifestation. And in that, this is very common, that individuals in many situations will actually affect something that they perceive as serious or severe in some manifestation that they may have created. And then subsequently, they may want to alter something that they perceive to be simpler, such as a cold or an allergy or incontinence. And in that, they aren't tremendously bothered by that manifestation. It is more of an annoyance than it is actually debilitating. And in that, they become frustrated because they don't necessarily see themselves altering that. And they may try and try and try, and it doesn't necessarily change. And then they become frustrated and confused and irritated and don't understand why they don't seem to have the ability to alter that type of a manifestation, which actually is very, very common. I would express that it isn't that you don't have the ability, you do, but you might not have the same type of motivation. And therefore, you may not necessarily generate the same type of energy expression to alter that physical manifestation. Now, you might. You very well could. And I would never move in a direction of discouraging you from moving in that direction. I would definitely encourage you. You definitely do have the ability to change that. You can.
Good.
But I would also express to you simply that information to not discount yourself or become tremendously frustrated if you aren't immediately successful with it.
I thought that as part of the science wave, I would be helped in creating this magic.
You could. You definitely can. And I would definitely encourage you in that direction because you can use the energy of this wave to help you and to create that magic. And I would definitely encourage you in that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very welcome.
We are right near the end, I'm afraid. This is the moderator.
Very well, my friends. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting. And I am encouraging of all of you in all of your successes, in all of your manifestations, be encouraged. You are moving well and you are accomplishing even when you don't necessarily see it.
Thank you, my
dear, to all of you and in dear friendship as always. Au revoir.
Thank you. Au revoir.
Bye, Elias. Wow, thank you.
Hello.
Hello.